Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, the Shoshana special schutzvah, Chayo Chevi Fega, Basantelev Espasia, Dina Bracha Vasester Hadassa, we're learning the meaning of Avudim Menem Kalad, and the Shintas Arambam, Rabbi Toras Marenu, Rabbi Abizatzal, we're going through the Shiur Messiah to the Shmaya. It says in the Gemara, in the Seches Ksubis, the Father from the base, Bezut Hashem, Shul Sanor, if it's swept away by the water, even though it has a simen, I forgot this, but simen, Rachmana Shalya. The Torah is Matirit, Hashem is Matirit. The Minim Mem of the Commandments we're going to say later on. The Gemara says later on, based on an Aleph, Tashmar B'yeichanam, Shem Hashem Yotzadak, Minayim, Shem Hashem Yotzadak, Minayim, La'avei D'shishot F'nor, Shem Yim Teres, I don't know that if it was swept away by the river, it's Mutter. It says, V'chein Ta'atzeh L'chamer, V'chein Tzeh L'samos, V'chein Tzeh L'adetzach, Yishar Tzeh Menem Mitzasa, Mishavudim Menem Mitzuy Yitzu Kolad, Mitzu Shavudim Menem V'ein Mitzuy Yitzu Kolad. So, something that's lost from him and found by everybody, what do you have to return? Asher tovad mimenu. That it's lost from him but found by other people. And that excludes the case where it's lost from him and it's not found by anybody. Ve'enim tzuei etzel kol adam, that's such an aveda you don't have to return. Rambam, Zeilav Aveda, 11:10 writes, Amoitze aveda b'zit v'shem v'shisa shanar, she'enu poisek afu p'shish p'sim and arizu v'shem moitze shenema, asher tovad mimenu mitzasa, mishavudu mimenu tzuei etzel kol adam, the Rambam writes, you find an Aveda that's swept away by the water, even though it has a simen, the finder gets to keep it, finders, keepers, losers, you know how that ends. Shenemar, Shetavid Menu Mutsasa, that it's lost from you, and you that's lost from him, and he finds it. Something that's lost from him, find the other people, excluding a case where it's Avudim Menu Mikol Adam. The Rambam here adds some golden avertel, some gold words. He definitely had Yeish. So to the Rambam brings 14:4. This was in 11:10. The Rambam writes in 14:4. So to find something that has a simen in the river, in the sea, or it's mostly goyim, it's becheskas that the bailam was siyaish from the time that it fell, and therefore it belongs to the finder, even though he didn't hear that the bailam had yeish in the sefer nachlas tovid later on in the sugya and the chof beizom and aleph divrei maaseh shuvitzi b'divrei ritva. He explains the Rambam to be going along like the ritva later on 22b divrei maaseh 22a divrei maaseh aisyah ritzah lekami tusi v'rimoyne, that where it's vaday misiyaish. If there's definite Yeyush, even Abai is Moideh, that it's considered Yeyush. The Machlekes of Abai v'Rovo, the Yeyush Shalei Midas, is Rak B'Dover Shestomui Sheyis Yeyush. It's only if a Dover that he's going to have Stam Yeyush, like Rashi writes in our Sugya, he were Maschel Yeyush Shalei Midas. Aval Eino Vadai Sheyis Yeyush. It's not Vadai Yeyush. If it's Stomui Yeyush, it's Machlekes Abai v'Rovo. If Yeyush Shalei Midas have a Yeyush, Shalei have a Yeyush. Or the Mikre, Sheze, Bevadai Mit Yeyush Mimenu, Az Vichai Gavne, everybody holds that it's considered Yeyush, and therefore Zuto Shel Yom, anybody can be Zerich in this Aveda, because it's Vada Yeyush, the Nachal is Dovid, is Marich in this Nekude. However, it would appear that we can't say Bedas HaRamban, like the Ritva, because the Rambam, in the 11th parak of Zeylev Aveda, is talking about Avedas that aren't Chayav in Hashavah, like Avedas Akum, Avedas Midas, and if Avudim Menem Kol Odom is only effective because of Yeyush, like the Ritva holds, my Shaitei, how's it Shayich to the Din of, to the Dinim of Perek Yud Aleph, which are talking about Avedas She'enoi Chayav Bohem the Hashavah, Avedas that were not Chayav in Hashavah. The Rambam should have brought it only later on in the 14th parak, where he's talking about Dina Yeyush. And the fact that Rambam brings it not in the context of Dina Yeyush, it must be that it's not a Dina Yeyush. Another raya that the Rambam doesn't know, like the Ritva, Bavudim Menu Mikol Odom, the Rambam writes 16:8.
Because
מה אבידו של אדם אמרה תורה, אשר תאבד ממנו ומצאס, ומי שאבוד ממנו מצא יצא כל אדם. יצא זו שנפלו לים, שאבוד ממנו מכל אדם, כבחור מלמד מקדמייני, שלא שלא מאוילם, ואופד ממנו מכל אדם לפי כוחו של מויצה. So the Rambam writes, that since a person's chotzer is kona shaloi midaitoi, why is nebal ha-chotzer kona, this hidden object, in the old wall, even though it used to belong to the Amorites, but now it should belong to the Baal HaChotzer. The answer is because he doesn't know about it, and it's lost from him, from everybody, and therefore, whoever finds it gets to keep it. By Avudah Mikol Adam, it says that it has to be. When a person loses an object, the Torah says that it's lost from him, and it's found something that's lost only from him, but found by everybody else, excluding a case where it's lost from everybody, Kal V'Chomer, a Matmon, that was never his. So if you say that if it was his and then it gets lost and now it's not found for anybody, anyone can keep it. So certainly when it was never his in the first place, anyone can keep it. So the Rambam doesn't even mention the word about Yerush over here. So it's Mavur, Shavudu, Menu, Mikol Adam, is an Ander Geder. It's a Geder Achir. Ve'o, Shim Nomar, Kanach, Las Dovi, Sharamam Sover, the Osi Ola Mitzad Yerush, Yim Ken Mushayich Rak, Gabe Afkos Bailus. In other words, if the word is, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Yeyush, so it must be not a Geder. Number two, if you say that the Rambam holds like the Nachal as Dovi, that it's Mitzad Yeyush, so it's Shayich Rak Gabe Afkoas Bailus, and Gabe Matmon HaKadmoini, the deen is not that it was his, and then there's Afkoas HaBailus, but rather, that it won't be coin at all, like the Rambam writes, V'lom lo yikne ba'al ha-chotzer zeh ha-matmon. So it's not talking about Afkoas Bailus. Yeyush is of course bailus, and this matmon that he compares to a case of avudu menu mikol adam is not a case of course bailus. It's not shayich to yeyush at all. And therefore, we have to say another pshat in the Rambam. That is as follows: b'siyata d'shmaya. The din yeyush is learned from the pasuk of simla, like it says Tosis later on. So it's mashmal from that it's yalfutze be'etzim din achzoras haveda. Only an aveda that's not miyueshes, you have to be machzir, you have to return. But a veda that has a yeyush on it, there's no chiyuv of a shoras haveda. Masim la miyuchedes sheyesh bo simen ve'en abalim misyashim chayiv lahachzir. Masim la miyuchedes sheyesh bo simen. And the bailam are not messiah, and the simon is special that it has a simon. And the bailam aren't messiahish, you have to be maxim. That's every case where it has a simon, the bailam aren't messiahish and maxim. But if it doesn't have a simon, the bailam aren't messiahish, you don't have to be maxim. So it's a yalfus and the etzim din chiyos ha-shavas aveda. But only an aveda that's not miyueshes, you have to return. But an aveda that has a simon, there's no chiyuv of ha-shavas aveda. And it emerges according to this. Shehayeyush chol b'cheifetz shenaseh l'cheifetz hamiyuash. That yeyush is chal on the object. The object becomes, by definition, a cheifetz miyuash, an object of which despair has been had. And a cheifetz miyuash, a despaired upon object, is not a bar hashav, there's no chiyuv of Achzoras Aveda. However, this alone is not enough, because if so, it's true that you wouldn't have to return it, but you wouldn't be able to keep it for yourself. Like Aveda Midas, the Rambam writes, Zeilu Aveda 11:11, that you don't have to return it, but you're now out of a Zeicha in this, and we had a Shir on this. It's not like Aveda's Akum, that you're Zeicha, there it's different, that you're not Chayav Lahatzu, and it's Etzem Achetzu Shal Aveda. But it's mamon akum, since mitzat the cheftza, you don't have to return it. Therefore, the din doesn't have parashav aveda on it. The cheftza doesn't have yikra parashav aveda. Umemela shenifka ba'alusoy shel ha'akum. V'zacha ba ha'moitze. And the moitze is zoiche. Because the din moment of an aveda is only totally in parashas aveda, and the guy doesn't have the parashas aveda. Hashem can gabe aveda midas, but the chisaron is mitzad the etzim cheft of the aveda. But mitzad the bailin, that when the abe, this aveda, they're the bailus of the etzim cheft, it's in mispakea, And therefore, the Mitzvah isn't allowed to be Zeicher. We had a shir in this. You can listen to that shir. You can look it up in the Sefer. Rabbeinu, it's in Sefer, Shir Samuel Gimel in the Sefer. That by Naveda Midas, since Mitzad Etzem HaChefetz Shel HaAveda, there's no chisar in Mimela, you are not allowed to be Zeicher in the object. So according to that, Yeush is like Ye Avedim Midas, since it's not Mitzad the Etzem HaChefetz, the Etzem HaChefetz Mitzad Atzmai is a Bar HaShavim. Just that there is Yeush Bailam causes that there should be no Din HaShavim, since it's an Aveda HaMiyueshes. And therefore, this is effective only that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv HaShavim, but you wouldn't be able to be Zeicher. And therefore, you need another Din of Yeush Mitzad the Gavro. Shemoyil lahatir zechiyo. The gavra, the fact that the gavra has yeush, that allows you to be zoch in the object, and that alone would not be enough, because if the chayfetz had a din aveda, that you would have to give it back to the Bailim, then it wouldn't be Shaykh Heter Zechiyah. It's Adarab, you have to return it. And therefore, we require that on the Chefetz, there should be Achalois Yeush, that it should be a Chefetz HaMeyuash. And because of that, there is no Chiyuv HaShavim, and then it's Shaykh Heter Zechiyah, it's Ad Yeush Shalagav. So it emerges according to this, there are two Dine Yeush. One is in the Chefetz, that it becomes a chayfetz hamiyuash, and number two, in the gavra, and therefore it has a hetu zechia. So again, it's not the etzem chefza of the aveda; it's in the parish of aveda, and that's how it's different than avedas akum. Avedas akum is not even the parish of aveda. The male of the etzem chefza you can keep; it's not even the parish of aveda. Mashen came here. It belonged to a person, a Jew, so it isn't the parish of Aveda. Just the fact that there's Yeush Bailim causes it that it shouldn't have a Din HaShava, since it's an Aveda HaMiyueshes. So that's the Aveda, that's the Din Yeush Mitzad the Cheftza. It becomes a Chefetz HaMiyuash. In other words, it's still in the parish of, it's not like an Avedas Akum, that you can keep it because it's not even the parish of Aveda. This isn't the parish of Aveda. Just the fact that this person had the fact that the Aveda Sheyesh Alei Yeush Ein Bo Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda. So the Yeush is Chol HaMechefetz. It becomes a Chefetz HaMeyuash. And a Chefetz HaMeyuash is not a Bar HaShavah. And there's no chiyuv of hachzaras aveda. So when it comes to an aveda's akum, that's not even the parish of aveda. This isn't the parish of aveda. But you don't have to return it because this is a chefetz hamiyuash. And then that allows you, that means that you don't have to return it because it's a chefetz hamiyuash. And how are you allowed to keep it? And the answer is, it's the Yeush of the Gavra. And the Yeush of the Gavra is also not enough. Because if you just have the Yeush of the Gavra, but it wouldn't be on the Chefetz, then you would still have to return the object. There's no Heter Zechiyah, the Adarav, it's Erech Lechzir, and therefore, first there needs to be a Chalos Yeush in the Chefetz, and it should be a Chefetz HaMiyuash. And because of that, there's no chiyuv hashava, and then it's shaykh ahead to zechiyah mitzad a yeush shela gavra. So there are two dinim of yeush. There's a yeush b'chefetz shenase l'chefetz hamiyuash. It becomes a despaired upon object. There's no chiyuv hashava, and the second in the gavra, that because of this, there is a heter zechiyah. It would appear that the Rambam holds that Rabbi holds yeush shel hamidas lo v'yeush. It's only linyan a yeush b'chefetz. Linyan, and that with regard to that, we require a chefza of das to yeyush. We need actual das of yeyush to make it a chefetz miyush. And the Abaye holds the yeyush on the das, the yeyush bekoch is not a chefza of das. Manchenkin the gabba yeyush of the gavra. There Abaye is moida the yeyush on the das is yeyush, and that's based on what Rabbeinu said in a different shir that we spoke about, if I'm not mistaken, that when we're discussing about the gavra, if he's in favor of it or if it's against his will, lekule alma, it's enough that we should have an umdan on his das. If the word is, we want to know, is he in favor or is he against, there it's enough to have an umdan that he's in favor. And the Rambam holds, legave yeush shel hagavra, through which there is a heter Torah of Yehush, Abaye agrees that the umdan of Yehush Shalom Das is enough to be koveh his das, and the Mela, you need a heter zechia, there's a chalos of a heter zechia, shel Torah, just mitzad the etzem chefza, there is no Yehush according to Abaye, only mitzad the gavra. We're discussing the gavra, we can make an umdan on his das, whether or not he wants it, whether he's in favor or against it. As long as all we to know is he in favor, is he against? The fact that we've known that he's in favor is enough for us. That's as far as the gavra goes. But when it comes to the chevtzah, there's no yeush, and the mela abaye holds yeush shalom midas lo avi yeush. Therefore, the Rambam holds avudim enu mikol adam, and therefore the pasuk asher tov menu mitzvot yatzu shavudim enu mikol adam, that an aveda that's avudim enu mikol adam, there's no chiyuv hashavah. That's the end of the Rambam. In Zeilav Aveda 11:10, that he's talking about Avedos, that you're not chayv ba'ashava. That Avudim Enim Kolodim is not chayv ba'ashava. However, that enough is not that alone is not enough, because then the Moitzei wouldn't be able to be Zercha in this object. And therefore, we require Yehush Mitzad Agavra in order Sheyachol Ba'hetu Zechiyah. And we know the Bailim don't know that it was lost, and it's Yehush Shalom Midas, nevertheless. Yehush mitzad agavri, even Abaye says that it's effective mitzad umdana. But if he would know, he'd be misyayish. And that's the din of the Rambam. In Zeilav Aveda 14:4, there he's talking about dina yehush, avudim enu mikol adam, is becheskes shenisyashu, imenu bailav mishal shenafal, af shein abailim yodim mizeh. In other words, there, yehush is effective, mikoyach, the umdana. So therefore, you need both halachas to work in tandem. On one hand, you need that there's Yehush involved. There the Rambam says, after Shavuot B'Shama, Shabbailim is Yashim Imanu. You don't have to have heard that the Bailim is Yashim Imanu. Why don't you have to have heard that? Because it's enough to leave an Umdana. Because it's a Vudim Imanu, and they call Adam. And then we also have the Rambam in there the Rambam writes that you can keep it if it's a voodoo menu mikol adam. There he's talking about is in the context of a Vedas that you're not chayv ba hashava, like a Vedas akum and the like, you're not even chayv in hashava at all. But not that you're allowed to keep it. Because that's in the context of a Veda that you're not chayav in Hashava. So first the Rambam tells you you're not chayav in Hashava. And where does it come from that you're not chayav in Hashava? Because this is a chevetz hamiyuash. But who says that you're allowed to keep the chevetz hamiyuash? If the answer is yadalit, that we have an umdan in his das, that he had yeush. If it's avudu menu mikol adam, so usually Abaye holds yeush shalom midas lo avi yeush, because it's not a chevetz hamiyuash. If you don't know about it, you need the Yehush before. But if it's a Vudu Menem Koladim, it becomes a Chavetz HaMiyuash. And then on top of that, we also have an Umdan Abadaito, which Abaye agrees that it's enough. If all you need to know is he bad or negative, it's Baal Korcho. As long as he's bad, we can make an Umdan in his Das. When it comes to Gavra, as we spoke about in that other shir, about the Sfar of Abaye, Yehush Shalom Midas, Levi Yehush, that if we have an Umdan Abadaito, again, the shir is online recorded, you can listen to it. If we have a shir, and also Rabbeinu writes it in Shir Samachay, if that's the Makor. So we have an umdan of a gavra, shuba'ad adavra, it's enough. But all you need is an umdan of a daitai. So here you have an umdan of a daitai. Because it's avudim enu mikol adam. And even Abaye would agree because it's a chevetz hamiyuash, and it's avudim enu mikol adam. It comes out according to the Rambam that the two dinim and avudim enem kol adam. One din, shem bo chiyav hashava. So mitzad ayeyu shechol b'cheifet, so mitzad din chiyav hashava loy mahani yeyu shele midas habayi. And therefore we need a din, a new din, avudim enem kol adam. And mitzad zera is no chiyav hashava. And then besides that, we have a din yesh mitzad agav, mitzad numdana, and that is a het is a chiyav. And with that, we can also understand the Rambam Lagabi the Matmon HaKadmoini. That you're not Zeicha, but Mitzad Chotzer came to offer to men of Mikol Adam. Kalbuchomer me Aveda Shal Adam, Shamrin and Yatzi Zu Shavu to men of Mikol Adam. But the Ego Kalbuchomer is, Mizesh Ba Aveda Kol Shal Adam. If it's Avu to men of Mikol Adam, the Aveda is considered Avu to me Abaylam. That it's not going to return to him, unlike a Stam Aveda that it might return to him. And there was no chiyuv hashava kavachomer. Shim lo ya chefetz shelo me'olam, shehachefetz choshuv ke'ovud mimenu. And mishukach, me'mela shelo shayich b'zeh kor kinyin chotzer. Because he said in kor kinyin chotzer is that the chefetz is b'shusa. But a chefetz that's considered ovud mimenu, it's never going to come to him, it's not shayich, he said it's b'shusa, and therefore his chotzer isn't zaycha for him. So if the object belonged to him and he lost it, it's considered lost. And therefore, there's no chiyuv hashava because it's considered lost. That's why you don't have to give it back to him. So kal vachomer, if it was never his in the first place. Because what's the din of kinyan chatzir? Kinyan chatzir is that it's preshusa. But here you can't consider it preshusa because it's never going to come to him. He's never going to, we don't assume he's going to find it. It's Ovid Mimenu, so we have a Kal V'Chomer. If he used to own it, then it's Ovid Mimenu, we consider it not his. So, certainly when he never owned it, you can't consider it his. You consider it Ovid Mimenu. The Rambam writes in Zeilah Aveda 15:1, "Afidu mistapik lo adavu lo yadin davar ze avud avud or munach harez lo yigabo imavu venot lo otzur lachzir l'shem v'imahaya davar shem glosim and zechav loy ve'inu chayv lachzir." If you're misupik and you don't know if it's lost or it's just the person put it there on purpose, don't touch it. And if you're over and you took it, you are not allowed to return it. And if it was something that doesn't have a simon, you're zeicha and you don't have to return it. The Ravid is Masig and the Rambam. Torbezena Mechuvra, it's Le'er and agree. She's Kabo La'atzim and Le'olim, that it's yours forever. Le'am B'yad Shevel Yehod Yitol Ayo comes. In other words, if it's a Davish, Ein Bo'y Simen, it's yours, according to the Ravid, meaning hold on to it, and wait till Le'olim Avi comes. According to the Rambam, it's yours. According to the Ravid, hold on to it until Le'olim Avi comes. The Magen Mishnah explains the service of Ravid, because it's Yer Shalom Yidaz. Because maybe when he came into his hand, the Abayim weren't yet Messiahish. And we pass him like Abayi Yeshalam Zilav Yidaz Lav Yeyush, the Shach. It's like Shittas HaRambam as follows. V'adah Kaimel Yeshalam Yidaz Lav Yeyush, Hainu Din Yisbar Shel Mihu Tzarech Lachzir V'lam Min Kev Messiahish Tzarech Zeh Bo. Aber Kol Zman Shalom Yisbar Shel Mihu Yuchal Zeh Las Yisboi Kol Ma Shil Yurtzeh. That we pass him Yeshalam Yidaz is not considered Yeyush. That is, if it was Mitzbar who it belongs to, and he has to give it back to him. And we don't say, oh, since he was Messiahish, Shalom Midas, that he would have had Yosh, had he known, this person's Zoch. No, he has to give it back to the guy. But if it wasn't Mitzvah, who the guy is, had lost it, you can do whatever you want with it. However, Shach is very difficult to understand. Like the Nesivus asks, and Siv Chatman Yud Gimel, Simon Reis Samich Beis, and Simon Reis Samich, that Mechitesi, that he can use it, it's not his. We also have to understand that the Shach writes that we have to have a Beirur. If it's Nisbarer, Shel Mihu, so you have to give it back. But if it's not Nisbarer, there's no Beirur, then you don't have to give it back. So the question is, the Beirur is like Abay Mihu Abaylam. But even without the Be'er, we know that it has Bilam. The Be'er is only who the Bilam are. And without the Be'er of the Edom, we know that there are Bilam. There is Bilam. If so, what do the Edom add? The Gabein Yuchal Amotze Lassus B'mashi Yirtze. What does it help that there are no Edom? We know there are Bilam. So who says you can do whatever you want with it? We know this object is Bilam. It didn't just fall from the sky. Unless it happens to be raindrops. Those are Hefka. So what appears Pshat in the Rambam is, Shevedavar Shein Bo Simen, Ritoyle, Shemen Astam, Lo Yavu Lo Oilam Lidei Hashem. Because it has no Simen, and it's not Shchiach, Shiyavi Eidim. And the Rambam holds that in the case where B'mitzius, Lo Yavu Lo Oilam Lidei Hashem, Nifka Din HaShevetz Aveidim and HaChefetz. There's no longer a Din of HaShevetz Aveidim. And if there's no Chi of HaShevetz, since there's no Din HaShevetz, in the Melech, it's like Avudim Enem Kol Adam, So Yerushalayim Midas is also affected, based on what we explained earlier, Rishit Sarambam, that's like Abba Yerushalayim Gavra, Pidei Sheochu Bahetu Zechiyah. In other words, again, we said that in order to have a Hetu Zechiyah, based on what we said in the previous year, in order to have a Hetu Zechiyah, you need that there should be Yerush Mitzad the Bible. In order to be Zerich in the object itself, there needs to be Chol HaChalais Yerush on the object itself. But as far as the being Zerich in it, so that there it's enough that the Bailim have Yesh. Even if it's Shalom Midas, even if there's an Umdana. Never the Ramam holds that if Dabashim Bosinim, he's okay not to give it back. There's no Chiyav Hashava, because he's never going to come to Hashava. And the Yesh Misad Agavra, Yesh Shalom Midas is effective. However, that's all if he doesn't bring Edim. But if afterwards he brings Edim, and he glory Muslim Afreya, but the Chayfetz is going to come to Hashava. In Memela, it has a din of Aveda, the Gabi Chiyuv Hashava. And since it has a Chiyuv Hashava, so the din of Yehush Lamidas comes back. It's Lava Yehush, and now we understand the Shita Shach the Dirdas at Rambam. But it's Tali if afterwards he brings Eidim. If he doesn't bring Eidim, then it's not an object that has a Chiyuv Hashava. In Memela, Chola Mi'etzim Chayfetz din Yehush, it's a Chayfetz HaMiyuash, and there's an Umdan that the Bailam had Yehush, and that's enough for us, so you can keep it. But if he afterwards he brings Eidim that it belonged to a certain person, it turns out it was an object that was destined to be returned to the Bailam, the male, it's not a Chifetz HaMiyuash, and he has to return it in that Pshat in the Shach. And Mishit Sadaivid, who's masik on the Rambam that it's Yehush Lomidas, would appear that he holds that it's not Oymed Lavu Lidei Hashava Lo'ilam, it's not Mafkiya the Din Aveda from the Chifetz, it's still considered Chayiv Vashava, and therefore he says it's Yehush Lomidas, Law of the Yehush, and he has to return the object. That's pretty cool. And we still, obviously, there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and we've been going through the Shiurim of Rabbeinu. So we have, Baruch Hashem, dozens and dozens more to do. God blessed me. This was a sale outside of shuls in Eretz Yisrael. They have the Bloy Sfarim sales every week. So I picked this up, three volumes of Rebbe Abba, three thick volumes, incredible, of Rebbe Abba for the discounted, incredibly priced, discounted price of 100 shekels, like nothing. It's worth 100 million shekel, and please stay tuned for a lot more. But neither on this survey, I hope, and many other sugyas to come. Toda Rabba, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved.